From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Irma weakened, but continuing its havoc.
This is the first time I had to use the shelter, so I'm not completely sure, but it was pretty packed. We had maybe like 30-something people to a room.
A resident of Tampa, Florida, forced to spend the night in a crowded shelter as Hurricane Irma continues her fury. Millions of people in the U.S. state of Florida are dealing with heavy rains and high winds as Irma makes its way north through the state. Highest winds are now 135 kilometers per hour. President Trump declared Florida a major disaster area, and the state's governor, Rick Scott, spoke about the situation.
I know a lot of people are praying for us around the world. I know a lot of people want to help us. I tell them we need more volunteers. We have over 400 shelters open now, but we'll need volunteers after the fact to distribute food and water and clean up debris.
Among the many shelters across Florida are those operated by the American Red Cross. Their spokesperson, Nigel Hollerby, is in Orlando, Florida.
This is a massive operation. We have thousands of volunteers that are deployed, and we are still even monitoring this storm as it goes north of us here. So in Orlando, we know that this is not the end of where the storm will cause some damage or to create a problem for folks.
Before reaching Florida, Irma left at least 25 people dead across the Caribbean. The Al-Shabaab militants have captured a Somali border town near Kenya after it detonated a suicide car bomb and then stormed the military base there early on Monday. The group says 24 Somali soldiers were killed, but there was no independent confirmation available immediately. Residents said the fighting was to continue today. At least five people were killed Sunday in Somalia after a suicide bomber blew himself up. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. This is VOA News.